everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. I don't normally put out episodes on Tuesdays. Usually we save that for our 9-panel grid podcast over at LRM Online. But I wanted to release this special episode because I feel like it's important to try to reach as many people as possible for the topic today. So there still is an episode of 9-panel grid that comes out today with recommended reading. It's going to contain this same information, plus it's also going to cover DC Dark Knight's Metal issues 4 and 5 and the Hawkman Found one shot. So if you're interested in those, be sure and go over and listen to the 9-panel grid episode as well. But as far as the interview, it's going to be the same on both podcasts. So the guest I have with me today is Kelly Dale, wife of the late Jeremy Dale. And she's funding a Kickstarter for some of Jeremy's work. And she was nice enough to join me on the podcast. So please give it a listen and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining another episode of the 9-panel grid. I have a real treat for you tonight. If any of you are longtime listeners of the Comic Source podcast, the other podcast that we do, you know that I'm a huge fan of Jeremy Dale and specifically his Skyward series. Unfortunately, Jeremy passed away way too soon, and I'm lucky enough to be joined tonight by his wife, Kelly, because she has a very special project that she's going to tell all you listeners about. But before we get to that, Kelly, why don't you give us a little rundown for those listeners that might not be as familiar with Jeremy's work, how he got his start in comics and maybe some of the work that they've or places they've seen his work before.
Okay. Well, first, hi. Hi, everybody. Yes, Jeremy started in comics. Oh, God, he's always wanted to be in comics. I think probably the very first time you'll ever see his stuff will be on Todd Knox Wildguard. Todd actually kind of gave him his first break. Now, Jeremy did his creator-owned Trust and Absolute Zeros up until that point. Because even though he wasn't drawing Spider-Man, Jeremy was still drawing comics. It didn't matter. But Todd is the one that actually kind of gave him his first break. Most people will know his stuff either from Skyward or his work that he did on G.I. Joe.
Now, I'm a big fan of Todd and Don as well. They're another one of the great comic couples, just like you and Jeremy were. I wonder how that came about. How did Todd and Jeremy hook up?
Well, Jeremy, Todd, Dawn, and I had been friends for a long time. Like, I can't remember not being friends with them because they really are delightful people. I think it was one of those things that Todd saw how hard Jeremy was working and saw, maybe a little of himself, maybe in Jeremy. They have a similar style, as you guys know. And when Todd needed a backup, I think Jeremy was like the first person he came to. Yeah, it was just one of those. He knew Jeremy could do it, and truthfully, style wise, again, it all fits, especially with the Wild Guard look and idea.
Well, you mentioned Skyward. I mentioned it as well. You know, I've talked about it on the other podcast, but maybe some of our listeners aren't that familiar. So, why don't you tell them what Skyward's all about?
Sure. For those of you that don't know, Skyward is one of those all ages light fantasy adventure about a boy and his dog that need to unite the entire world against the dark army of the Brother Kings. If you like things like Legends of Zelda or like Lord of the Rings, it's right up your alley.
And this was
this is a little less like adult than something like Game of Thrones.
Right, and it was always Jeremy's idea to have this be all ages, right? Not aimed at kids, not aimed at adults, not anywhere in the middle, but just a story for everyone.
Exactly. Jeremy loved comics. He grew up with comics. He remembers reading Silver Age and Golden Age books. And back then, comics weren't written down for kids. They also weren't written with so many adult themes that it's not appropriate for children, the way there seems to be a lot of that now. He just remembers reading comics and enjoying them. So that's what he wanted. He wanted it to be a situation where a parent could get an issue of Skyward, let the kid read it, and then the parent can go and read it and everybody would enjoy it. Or they could read it together. That was part of the plan, which is also why I was a young boy and his dog.
And where did Jeremy come up with the idea? I know, you know, you and I have talked about it before, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners would love to hear, and probably a lot of fans of Skyward might not necessarily know the origins of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not necessarily one of those stories I don't think Jeremy ever really said. If anybody out there has actually met Jeremy, you know that boy was a wealth of stories. And he didn't mind telling them at any show, just ask. But I don't think he ever actually told about the origin of Skyward. So this is a great treat. So Jeremy and I were at a family reunion. It was something, you know, big get together. And Jeremy was notorious for always having a notebook with him, something to sketch on. And if he didn't have it, I had to have one for him because he had to draw. And if he didn't, then there would be no napkin or paper towel safe. He didn't have something drawn. So we were at some type of family something get together, and he had his sketchbook, and he was just doodling, and he pretty much doodled, which, you know, his doodle is more than just a sun and a flower. His doodle was this beautiful piece, and it has this little boy and a dog in this, like, woods, and it looks like they're going on an adventure, and there's a monster in the background. And after he drew it, it's like he just couldn't get that out of his head, and he was like, I need to do this story about this. And so that's kind of how, like, Skyward was born. He just took that drawing that he came up with, and because it was one of those ideas, those stories that wouldn't leave you alone, he knew he had to tell it.
And it really became a passion project for him, right? So from this boy and his dog and a monster, I mean, it seems like it was never far from his thoughts, and he eventually built this huge world. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is that it was always there in the back of his mind and became such a passion project? Was it the all ages thing? Was it just he thought it was such a great idea? It just grabbed hold of him? Was it maybe all of the above?
I think truthfully it was all of the above. Jeremy always, all of his stuff, it doesn't matter what it was, has always been more of an all ages feel. I mean, he even was careful with his language because he didn't know how certain words would be appropriate or not appropriate. So he was always very careful, and he just was naturally like that. So the all ages aspect was just something that he always just did. But when it came to Skyward itself, I think there was something special about a boy and his dog. And Jeremy never grew up with a dog. His first dog was actually our dog, Kirby, which is pretty much Jack the dog in Skyward, is directly like a cartoon representation of our dog. And I think that was kind of Jeremy playing out his own maybe childhood and his own fantasies, the adventures he went on, and then just broadened it. Don't believe in yourself.
Don't believe in your country. Do you think he put a little of himself into Quinn?
That's what I thought at first, but as I saw Skyward itself progress and unfold, I actually realized that Quinn and Jack, which if you don't know, Quinn and Jack are the little boy and the dog. They actually ends up being more of like your R2 and your C-3PO. They're the tools that move you through the story. But if you look at the way that Jeremy was writing the story, the main character was actually Corwin. And I think he saw himself as Corwin.
I could see that. I mean, Jeremy was a big guy. I wouldn't have wanted to get in a fight with him.
Nope. Still one of my favorite panels is the first issue where Herod throws the knife at him and Corwin deflects it and the sound deflect.
Yeah, he's like, are you kidding me? You're throwing gnats at me?
Right.
So I kind of feel the same way that the part of the reason this was such a passion project is because Jeremy wanted it to be for all ages. He always wanted to share his love of comics. He always wanted more people reading comics. And I remember the first time that I met you two, San Diego Comic-Con 2011, my wife was like 6-7 months pregnant with our daughter. And I remember telling Jeremy that I could not wait. I think the first issue had come out from Action Labs. I remember telling Jeremy that I couldn't wait until my daughter was old enough because I was going to read this with her. I think it's such a great bedtime story. And I know The Jeremy was a huge, you know, proponent of comics and always wanted to support local comic shops and all that. So I think that was a huge part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it comes down to Jeremy loves comics. Comics, it wasn't just a book. It was a passion for him, like you were saying. It really is a passion. And because it was a passion, he wanted to share that with everybody. And he wanted parents to sit down with their kids and read the books together. He wanted everybody to go on the same adventure that he was creating.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So let's talk about the Kickstarter itself, the reason we're here to spread the word. So why don't you let us know what this Kickstarter that you have going, and there will be a link in the show notes and all this information, everyone, so don't worry. But why don't you tell us, Kelly, what the Kickstarter is actually going to be funding?
Okay, so because we're talking Skyward, Jeremy created Skyward to be an ongoing series. I mean, he had this sucker planned out until at least issue 50. And it kind of saddens me that you guys don't get to see what his grand idea was. But he left issue 9 on such a cliffhanger that I felt like it was my responsibility as his good wife, as well as a fan of Skyward, to at least bring out an issue 10. So that way it will give us all a little bit of closure. Now, it doesn't actually end the series. So in your imagination, you can keep it going. And if I ever decide to do anything with it later in maybe another medium, then I can. But this will give all the fans a little bit of closure. So issue 10 is going to be a 32-page issue. I took Jeremy's ideas for issue 10, and I went to our friend Barbara Kessel, the comic writer and editor, and she actually developed a script that works. Shannon Gallant, amazing man that he is, also a G.I. Joe artist, drew the entire issue. And now it's at the colors with Catherine Leno and Laura Martin. And what I decided to do was, I don't want there just to be an issue 10 and that's it. So I did a Kickstarter for the Jeremy Dale Skyward Omnibus. So that omnibus is going to cover issues 1 through 9. Plus, you'll get issue 10 in there, and you're going to get all of the variant cover arts by all the different artists Jeremy had, such as Phil Noto, Darwin Cook, Stefan Rue, Tom Zoller, Mike Norton, David Peterson. I mean, it's a huge list. So all of those covers and those variant covers that, of course, have never been seen, all of those are going to be in there, plus concept art, as well as the very first sketch that Jeremy ever created.
That's also the one that he doodled at that family reunion. Yep.
I still have that one. That one's actually up on my wall at the moment.
That's great. That's great. And you know, it's been a while, you know, and I, you know, my heart goes out to you. You know, what a huge fan of Jeremy I was. And, you know, I considered him a friend, and reading the story, you know, I've read Skyward, the 9 issues that were produced, you know, over and over so many times. And yeah, I'm saddened as well, because he really, in those 9 issues, had established so much, you know, the rabbits, the elves we didn't get to learn about. Just, I mean, it was such a rich world, and you could tell that he loved it. And there were so many stories, and he really was laying such a great foundation. I'm glad you're doing this now, because I think it's a way to reach new readers as well. Maybe that, because it's, you know, it's been a while since Skyward's been on the shelves. So I think it's good to do that. And it's also good that, you know, we're finally going to get an answer to that question, the way issue 9 ended. I imagine you have fans coming up and asking you, who's under the mask?
Who is behind the mask? And everybody guesses. And it's great, because I know the answer. I just smile. And truthfully, after Jeremy passed away back in 2014, I knew that I was going to do this. I wanted to do this for him, and that's why the Skyward Omnibus Kickstarter is ending actually on what would be our 15th wedding anniversary. So it's going to be kind of like my final goodbye. So that's going to be March 8th will be the last day of the Kickstarter.
So that's the reason you're doing this now, to kind of, if you feel like it's time, wedding anniversary, a good time to remember and maybe, you know, start the next chapter, give fans a closure on this and see what comes down the road.
Exactly. And it's, and truthfully, I wasn't planning on it, setting it up this way, but it just kind of happened. Like I said, I right after he died, I knew I needed to do an issue 10. And it was one of those, it just never felt right. Well, now it finally feels right, and it just actually happens to coincide with our the 15th wedding anniversary. So I thought that's perfect. And that's why the omnibus also itself is going to be over 250 pages.
Yeah, I think it's great, because I know I've told you this before. When I wear my memorial shirt, my, you know, we'll forever be looking skyward for Jeremy, that my friends and I had made, there will be times I'll be wearing it at a show, and someone who knew Jeremy, a fellow creator, often will see it, and I can just see it catches their eye, and they stop and look, and they get that sparkle in their eye, and you know, they'll stop me, and we'll talk about Jeremy for a little bit. And so I feel like this is good. Like, enough time has gone by that we're kind of moving on from the sadness to let's remember what an incredible talent he was, and let's honor his memory through work and everything. So I mean, this is awesome. When I first saw you post on Facebook about it, I couldn't wait to have you on to talk about it, and I can't wait to have it on my shelf. So why don't you tell the listeners what some of the tiers are, what some of the rewards are that are available on the Kickstarter?
Sure. So we've got a whole variety of different incentives. There's one that's just a pledge, a donation, anonymous if you want. So you can do that if you want to do it. Then we have hopefully something at every price point for people. Like if you wanted to do like a Skyward Omnibus contribution, then if you pledge like $15 or $25, you'll get a little thank you card that both myself as well as Kirby the dog, aka Jack, will sign. Which Kirby's not very happy about having to do that, but Mommy's making him do it. But then we have, of course, the actual omnibus at the price point of $50. And then from there, it depends. Like, we've got the Colors of Skyward, where you're going to get the omnibus as well as print and the thank you card. There's this, there's like the Skyward Surprise, where you're going to be getting different issues also. And prints. I've got like a puppy package that has to do with Jack the dog, because I know a lot of people love Jack. And then the most important aspects are we have different guest artist packages. So like the Phil Noto one, you'll get the omnibus, you'll get all of the single issues. You'll get 3 copies of that artist variant cover if the cover saw print. And some of the packages, I don't have the original art. All I have is like the digital painted version. So if, say, the Phil Noto, it's just that, you're going to get a print. Only going to make one. It's going to be your print of the Phil Noto cover. If, like the Stefan Rue, that one I actually have the original art for. Whoever decides to back and do that incentive, you can actually get the original artwork as well.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have already gone, but there's still quite a few artists. Like I said, we had a lot of people contribute. And this was, these guest artists, variant covers, actually all happened before Jeremy ever passed away. So I'm sure if anybody does want to contribute, they're more than welcome to up to this point as well. Now, I do have one final big thing on here. I have the ultimate hardcore fan package. Because there has to be an ultimate hardcore fan package. Now that one is like $5,000, but you are going to not only get the omnibus and all of the issues, all of the single issues, including free comic book day issues, but you're going to get whichever one you want. You can get almost, if not the entire original artwork from that actual issue. So if your favorite issue is issue 3, then you could actually own, if not the entire, because I think Jeremy sold a couple pages here and there, but you can get almost the entire issue, if not the entire issue.
Yeah, that, I mean, as someone who collects original art, I mean, that is a very rare thing. And I mean, there's people that spend their whole lives trying to collect every page from a particular issue that they love. So that's a very unique thing. And I hope there's some big Skyward fans out there that take advantage. I wish it was in my budget, to be honest with you.
I understand. It's I wish I could say that would be in my budget too, but but truthfully, it's one of these things. And people have asked me, you know, are you sure about selling the actual original artwork? And truthfully, yes, I'm okay with this. I want a hardcore fan who loves Skyward as much as I do to truly enjoy and appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, it'll be going to a good home and they'll treasure it.
Exactly. And right now, I have very limited wall space and I can't put everything up. So I want to make sure that people are that truly love it are going to get it and love it.
Now, one thing you mentioned as well, because I know, you know, I know so many creators in this industry. I know a lot of our listeners are fellow creators. So if someone wants to contribute, if someone knew Jeremy, they want to contribute a sketch, maybe you'll do it as a stretch goal or something like that, or do, you know, just have a sketch gallery within the Omnibus itself. If somebody wants to reach out to you and contribute, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way, truthfully, is my email. And I have that listed on the Kickstarter. It's also, it's just kellyedale@yahoo.com. So if you want to contribute, I'm more than willing to add fan art or any additional art, or if you want to contribute to incentives, I will be more than happy to add those too for people. And okay, you saying stretch goals, I actually, because we're doing so well, we're only like, I want to say a week into this and we have 30 days still to go.
Wow.
We are at 57% of our goal.
So the reception's been great.
The reception has been amazing. And well, I'm going to say it first here. I'm going to post it tomorrow, but I'm going to say it first. We are going to do some stretch goals. And if we hit, so our main goal is $20,000, and that's going to take care of doing Skyward Omnibus right, for Jeremy's sake. And then if we hit $21,000, then I will release it as a digital download.
Wow.
And if we hit higher than that, I've got a few other stretch goals also planned, and I just want to make sure I get the numbers right before I actually mention it. But there are some really good additional things that I think people are really going to like if we hit the stretch goals.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about kind of the business end of Kickstarter, because I know people sometimes don't realize the way that it works. And you know, even though it's only been a week or so and it's already at 57%, I know a lot of times there's a lot of excitement early on and you know, it gets to 80 or 90% and it kind of dies out. So if you're planning on pledging, do it sooner than later.
Yes,
because please. It doesn't get produced unless it gets to 100%. So,
yeah. Well, and I'm glad that you brought this up, because some people don't realize when it comes to Kickstarter, you can pledge whatever you want. Like, you can do an incentive. Your card, your credit card, is not charged until we hit our end date, which is March 8th, and if we hit the 100%, if we hit that $20,000 or we're above it. So if you're thinking about, well, I would really like to donate or do an incentive, but I don't get paid until next week, that's fine. Just go ahead and grab the incentive, especially if it's one of the ones that there's only one of. Grab it now. You're not going to actually be charged until March 8th.
Yeah, and it's so easy. We're all so busy. It's so easy to forget. So do it. Open another tab right now while you're listening to this, or if you're in the car, you know, as soon as you get where you're going, as soon as you finish listening to the podcast. Yeah. Don't get on your phone while you're driving, but yeah, do it sooner than later, because it's really easy to forget. So,
and truthfully, the reception has been amazing so far, and the outpouring of love and support has been amazing. But until we hit this 20,000, even though I'm very confident that we will, I'm gonna still be like a little anxious and freaking out. So please don't let Kelly freak out.
Yeah, it's totally true, because, you know, as you said, you feel like the time is right. This is a great way to remember Jeremy. And, you know, truthfully, you know, these books are out of print. You know, they didn't have giant print runs to begin with, so they can be hard to find. And who knows if you'll ever have another opportunity to, you know, have this. And like Kelly said, she's going to do it right. You know, Jeremy always was very cognizant of making sure his work was presented in a good way. High quality, good paper stock. So I have complete confidence that this is hardbound edition is going to be, you know, great quality. It's going to look great on your bookshelf. You're going to have the whole story right there, plus all the extras. I mean, it's for me, it's a no-brainer.
Right. Me too.
And we'll talk when we're done here, Kelly, for a few minutes. I have an idea for a stretch goal as well that we'll see if you're interested in. So is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
I don't think so. If anybody else actually out there that, as you are listening to this and you're checking things out, if you think of something that you're like, oh my goodness, I would love to see Skyward t-shirts or something like that, send me what your ideas are and I might add that to stretch goals as well.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for joining me. You listeners, you're going to hear nothing but Skyward, because I'm going to be talking about it and I'll keep you up to date with how the Kickstarter is doing, because we want to make sure it's funded. So get out there, check the show notes, has the link, go and pledge, tell your friends. If you have kids, trust me, this is going to be something you're going to want to share with them. It makes a great bedtime story, would make a great gift if you have nieces and nephews, grandchildren, things like that. So thanks again for joining me, Kelly. And no problem. I really, really appreciate it. We haven't seen each other in a while. I hope to see you soon. I need to get out there to the East Coast.
Right. Well, if you can try to get out to Heroes Con, I'm trying to get there too.
Yeah, that, or I should go to Atlanta at least once a year, just because we have one of my coworkers is out there. So my work is always threatening to send me out there. So when I do, I'll have to take you out to dinner.
That sounds like a great plan. Sure. I love to eat, so.
That sounds great. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and I hope you all go and support the Kickstarter. I really feel like it's a high-quality book. It's a good story. As Kelly and I said, it's just unfortunate that Jeremy really passed before his time. He was building an incredible world, and not only am I saddened by the loss of him for Kelly and for other of his fans and for myself, as I said, I considered him a friend, but also just for the stories and the work that he might have produced, that he would have produced and never got the chance to. It's really very tragic. And I remember when I found out he had passed, just being shocked and saddened. It was really, really tough. So, as I said, go and check out the Kickstarter. I think it's a great thing to own, a great thing to support, and really helps honor Jeremy's memory and the work that he did, which was absolutely outstanding. Just to kind of tell you the kind of person that Jeremy is, I have a few stories, so I hope you'll indulge me a little bit. So I met Jeremy first in 2011 and picked up the first issue, and I think there was a regular edition of number one. And I looked it up, actually, and it was not yet from Action Labs. Action Labs didn't get involved until 2013, so it was self-published. So he had the regular edition, he had a graphite edition, which was in black and white, and then he had a trade that had the first two issues and part of the third issue, just some rough pages, some sketches. The third issue wasn't colored. There was no dialogue or anything. So I remember picking that up from the show as well, and just talking to him about Skyward, and just, you know, the smile on his face and how appreciative he was when you would support his work by buying the stuff that he had there at his table in Artist Alley. He was so humble. And as I said, just thankful that, you know, you're supporting. I'm like, I'm buying this really cool story and this great looking artwork. And Jeremy made it feel like, you know, you were doing him a huge favor, whereas I felt like, hey, I'm getting a lot of value for my comic dollar here. But Jeremy, you know, he was so humble that he was so appreciative, and he felt like you were really doing him a big favor by supporting his work. So the following year at San Diego Comic-Con, I took my sketchbook over to have Jeremy do a sketch. It was my Legion, Legion of Superheroes sketchbook. Jeremy was a big Legion fan. And I handed him the sketchbook, and I told him, you know, whatever Legion character you want to do, it's no problem. And I left it with him, told him I'd come back later to pick it up. He said, oh, sure, that's no fine. And Jeremy was really fast, too. That was another thing that was amazing, how awesome and clean his lines were, you know, his line work, his rendering, and his layouts. But he was so fast. It was amazing. But anyway, I come back later to get the sketchbook, and Kelly was there, and Jeremy had gone off to take a break or restroom or whatever. He wasn't at the table. And Kelly's like, okay, you know, here's your sketchbook. There was a little bit of an issue. So, you know, go ahead, check it out. Tell me what you think. So I'm thinking like, what? Okay. Like, did he mess up on a page? Like, I had no idea. Right. So I open it up and I flip to the, you know, next blank page, and it's a chameleon boy. And he's standing there, and he's got kind of like his, you know, his fist up with one finger kind of extended over his lips. And there's a word balloon that says, if I were you, I'd flip this sketchbook over and look inside the inside cover. So I'm like, okay. I flip it over, and inside the back cover, both inside the back cover and on the first back page, is this double page spread with like six characters of the Legion of Superheroes. And I was just floored, right? Like, it was so good. There was background. They were in dynamic poses. I mean, it was amazing. And I can't remember what I paid, but it was like $50 or $60. It was nothing compared to what I got. And it just completely, I was so moved. I was nearly in tears that this guy would go who, you know, yeah, we had met the year before, but it wasn't, you know, at that point, I didn't feel like I really knew him. And yeah, I was just blown away. So I thanked Kelly profusely, and I said, I'll come back later when Jeremy's around. You know, I have to thank him. So amazing that he had done that for me. And so I went back, I think later that day or the next day, and to thank Jeremy. He's like, you know, it's a funny story. So he picked up the sketchbook, and when I very first bought the sketchbook, I'd written my name inside what I considered to be the front cover. But then the very first artist I gave it to, you know, I said, oh, it's blank, no one's drawn in there. And that artist drew on the first page on the other side, the back, what I considered the back of the book. And so then what I did was I was like, okay, they just made that the front. So I wrote my name there too. So what happened was I left it with Jeremy, and he opened the back, and because he saw my name written there and, you know, in the upper corner, he assumed that was the front, and he flipped through the first couple pages and they were blank. And so he thought it was a brand new sketchbook, that there were no sketches in it whatsoever. And Jeremy, whenever he used to have that happen, he always would want to start someone's sketchbook out right. That's just the kind of guy that he was, right? And so he would do inside the front cover, like a double page, you know, awesome sketch. And that's what he did for me. And then when he goes to put the sketchbook down, it kind of flops open, and he sees that he's done that inside the back cover. And then he's like, oh man, I messed up. And he felt bad that he had done that, which, you know, just boggles the mind. And so then he went to the next actual blank page, you know, from the, what was the actual front of the book, and drew the chameleon boy. Cause he felt like, well, I need to put it where it's supposed to be, which, you know, I would have been over the moon with the double page spread that he had done for me inside the front cover, but he went above and beyond and gave me a chameleon boy too. So needless to say, I was absolutely blown away. And here's another thing that's really amazing about this story. So, you know, my son Jaden goes to Comic-Con with me every year. And I, you know, I had been trying to convince him to start a sketchbook, and he's like, I don't know, cost money and blah, blah, blah. When he saw Jeremy's double page spread of my Legion, he's like, okay, I'm going to start a sketchbook. Jeremy's going to be the first one in it. So he went and bought a blank sketchbook and took it to Jeremy. And Jeremy did an awesome Nightwing for him, you know, with Skyline and everything, and really cool, right? So that would be enough. That would be enough. Jeremy gave us these two amazing sketches. I got two myself, really, and then Jaden had one, and just super nice guy, right? The following year, Jaden got his sketchbook stolen, and he had gotten quite a few sketches in just those couple years from going to cons, like over 30 sketches, and he got his stolen. And I remember feeling so bad about it. And so the first thing we did was he got a new sketchbook, and he took it over to Jeremy, and we told him about, you know, how his sketchbook got stolen and if he could do another Nightwing for him. And Jeremy does it and then refuses to take any money for it, refuses to let us pay for it. And again, I was just like, man, is this not like the nicest guy? He's just the best. And it really saddens me that he's gone. I miss seeing him at San Diego every year, and I miss the work. So it was the least I could do when I found out that Kelly was doing this omnibus for Skyward to help honor Jeremy's memory and get the word out. And even more than that, just like I was saying about how when you used to purchase Jeremy's work and he'd be so grateful and it would be like you were doing him this huge favor, you'll be doing yourself a favor if you pick up this omnibus, because it's going to be of the highest quality and it's really, really great work. And, you know, unfortunately, Jeremy isn't with us anymore and he's not putting out new work. So this is really a chance to own something special and something that doesn't come along every day. So I encourage you to go pick it up. I'll be giving you updates about the Kickstarter over the next 30 days or so. And if you have any questions about it, you know, feel free to reach out to Kelly, Kelly E. Dale at yahoo.com, or of course you can drop me a line and I'd be happy to either put you in touch with her or maybe I can answer the question that you have. So I really hope you all support it, and yeah, miss you, Jeremy, for sure.